You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
As the Delhi High Court on Wednesday began hearing Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal's plea against the arrest by Ed in the liquor policy case, Advocate Abhishek Manu Singhavi told the court that the timing of the arrest reeked of a democracy issue as the petitioner, Kejriwal, would not be able to participate in the election process. The arrest was a bid to demolish the party, Aam Aadmi Party, even before the first vote is cast, Singhavi said, beginning the argument. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Wednesday raked up the Ayodhya issue at a public rally in Muzaffarnagar, saying Akhilesh Yadav was not in favour of the Ram Temple and that the Congress too did not do anything about it during its rule. Seeking votes for BJP candidate Sanjeev Balia ahead of the Lok Sabha elections, Shah said it was the Narendra Modi government that honoured people's sentiment and built the Ram Temple in Ayodhya. A controversial motion moved by an Indo-Canadian MP from Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's ruling Liberal Party, targeting India, has been criticised for its potential to cause irreparable damage to relations between New Delhi and Ottawa. The private member's motion was moved on 12 February by Sukh Dhaliwal, MP from the riding, as constituencies are called in Canada, of Saranewton in the province of British Columbia, and seconded by several others, including six more Indo-Canadian MPs. The Lucknow Super Giants, LSG, campaign in IPL 2024 suffered a setback on Wednesday as the side's Indian pacer, Shivam Mavi, was ruled out due to injury. In a heartfelt video shared by the franchise on Instagram, Mavi expressed his disappointment at missing out on the tournament. The specifics of the injury were not disclosed in the video. Crew box office collection day 5, the Rajesh A. Krishnan film has minted over 6.5 crore rupees gross globally on its fifth day. As per the film's team, Crew has earned over 77 crore rupees gross worldwide so far. The film released in theatres on 29th March.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.